Good afternoon, everybody. I'm pleased to be joined by head coach Michael Duff now. We'll start again with Catherine Hannah from BBC Radio Leeds.
Thank you. Afternoon. We have to start with Joe Taylor. What else can you tell us?
Joe's felt something in his hamstring. He's been scanned and he's got something in his hamstring, unfortunately. So it's a bit of a strange one that we'd actually know when he did it. Because he didn't come off on Saturday against Bolton complaining of how we took him off. A, for managing and trying to manage his minutes so he doesn't break. Came in Sunday, felt okay, didn't report anything. Then Monday just felt what you'd describe as a cramp sensation, didn't quite feel right, so we x-rayed it as a precaution. And it's popped up with a semi-significant hamstring injury, so it's a strange one. You look at Lars Sorensen when he did a similar type of thing. There's a big mechanism, you know, you can visually see. Joe's felt nothing. It's a blow. It's disappointing for him, disappointing for us. It's just bad luck strikes again.
Is there anything that could have been done to avoid it?
No, he's only been in the building 10 days. We've managed his load. He hasn't trained every day. He's done less than the others. Like I said, we're really aware of where he'd been physically, so you're always aware of a spike in their load, which is all the GPS. There's been loads of those types of meetings. And he's more confused than anyone because he doesn't know when he's done it. He can't tell you when he did it or how it felt. Just felt a bit odd. He's a strong boy. He's got good power in it, but the scan says there's something in there. So we'll have to deal without him, which, like I said, is a blow for everyone.
How long is he going to be out for?
We think, with the number, every scan, there's a number and a letter, and they're looking at 4 to 6 weeks, I think. It's very similar to the Kasumu one, the Lars Sorensen, the second time round one. So, yeah, it's a blow.
There have been so many hamstring injuries this season. Do you have any idea why that particular injury seems to be cropping up time and time again?
No, I've got no idea. It's not my area of expertise, so I have my input, I have my thoughts, but you know, this, of course, sports scientists for a reason. There is a science behind it. The Joe one's a completely different one because he's not been in the building long enough. If some of the others, if there is a pattern in terms of their training load and spikes and all these sorts of things, but he's never had a hamstring before. So you find it hard to believe that he's been in the building 4 or 5 days and we've managed to jinx him that much. It is what it is. You just got to get on with it.
It is very unfortunate, and as you say, it's hard to put a finger on why. Is there any chance that it could have happened prior to him signing and it's maybe something that's gone under the radar when he did his medical here?
No, his medical would have picked it up. They get MRI scanned and everything, and particularly when there's been an investment made by the football club, it's not a loan that sometimes you can rush them through and go, just touch your toes and you'll be all right. There is an investment, so it would have been picked up on his MRI scan during his medical. So it's something that has happened, and that's the weirdness of it. He can't explain when it is. We can't see a mechanism of when he's done it, but something's obviously happened.
Last one on this subject, and then I promise we'll move on to something else. As from a head coach's point of view, how do you feel about this happening now?
Same as everyone else. It's, you know, everyone was really excited to get him in the building. We knew he was going to take a bit of time to get up to speed. The 260 minutes that he hadn't been great in terms of his overall performances, but he still scored 1 in 2. So, because that's what he is, he's a goal scorer. But we're also aware that he wasn't going to come in and all of a sudden it was like, well, we're going to win 5-0 every week. I think we predicted that before he came in. So it's, I'm the same as everyone else. I'm frustrated as any supporter that ends up hearing this now or reading it. It's, you know, ultimately, we think he's a really good player. That's why we brought him in. We think he can improve the team. But at the minute, you're only a good player when you're fit and available, and he can't help us at the minute. And I feel sorry for him as well. He's been waiting for this move for a long, long time, as have we. So there's been, you know, probably heightened the excitement of him coming, because every party was excited. It wasn't, oh, there's a chance of getting him, we can do it. He'd been prepping for this a lot. He was excited. We'd had communications with him for a long time, and he was desperate to come in. So we've got to just make sure that he's okay as well, because there's a lot of pressure that came in with him. and he's a young kid. But it's not a bad. I'm the same as everyone else. There's a real sense of frustration.
Moving on to Saturday then. And actually, another injury question. How's Tom Lees? Because he looked like he took quite a nasty smash in the face on Tuesday.
Yeah, Tom broke his nose. They just couldn't stop the bleeding. There was a worry about a concussion, but I don't think there was a concussion. Again, medical side of it. So I think he'll be available. I think he'll have to wear a mask. So I don't know where we're at in terms of that process. Whether he can get that mask done in time for Saturday. Or not, but yeah, it's occupational hazard, unfortunately. When you play centre-half, you normally get to Leezy's age and you've normally done two or three of them, so it's not a nice thing and it's pretty painful, but it's not, he won't be out for 6 weeks with it.
What do you make of Northampton at the moment? Are you a little surprised at their league position, given how well they played when they came to the John Smiths earlier in the season?
You could say that about anyone, because you look at where we just played Blackpool, and we thought they were a good team when we played them here, and they were quite low in the table. Thought they were a good team when we played them a couple of weeks ago, and I think they've won three or four on the spin since then as well. So they were good on the day. We were poor, but they were good on the day. I don't think I'm being disrespectful. Last year, John done a really good job with them, and they're in that sort of bracket where they're looking to stay in the league every year, and they're in that same position this year, just based on size of club, finances, and things like that. You know, I've been at a similar size club, but they have got some good players. People like Tyler Roberts playing from earlier in the season, I thought he was really good, and everyone know what he did at Leeds and things like that. So I think we need to go, and as always, the new manager come in, that changed the shape a little, look like they're trying to be quite aggressive, but we've just had two disappointing results, so we need to try and get back on the horse from our point of view and show a reaction from the last time they played us, because we weren't good enough against them.
Yeah, on that front, when you had that little tricky spell earlier in the season, do you think you may be mentally better equipped now to stop that? I mean, back-to-back defeats is not catastrophic by any stretch of the imagination, but that you're in a better place now to halt that sooner rather than later?
Yeah, I don't think we've lost the last two games because we've fallen to pieces. I think in that run we fell to pieces from different moments. We found every which way to lose a game. Whether it was an own goal, Misha's own goal, whether it was someone getting injured early, whether it was just starting a game really poorly and turning into a team of individuals. We've been beaten in the last two, but we've not turned into a team of individuals. And I think we know why we've lost the last two games. So as before, we didn't know why we were losing, because there was loads and loads of different reasons. We know why we've lost the last two. There's three parts to a game. You know, there's with the ball, without the ball, and transition. And the other night, we were really good without the ball. We were good in transition. We weren't good enough with the ball. That was the difference in the game. Ultimately, it was one moment of quality that was the difference, but they probably did shade it. There's no getting away from that, because they're a really good team. But again, we played Birmingham in the middle of that run, and the last half an hour it was men against boys. You watch the last half of the hour and then out, you look at the subs that they're making, it definitely wasn't men against boys. So mentally we're in a miles better place. It doesn't assume that we'll go and just react better and win on Saturday. But I think as a group and a collective, they are in a miles better place, yeah.
And do they need reminding of... Probably not. The away form has been really, really strong. So few goals conceded, not defeated away from home for a very long time. Are those the points that you have to keep re-emphasising, or you send from your players, they already know that, they don't really need telling?
I don't think they need telling. They know that, you know, the last two or three... The thing that highlights the last two home results is the two games before, when we've had 55 shots in two games and not won the games. You have to win those games. And they get magnified off the back of a worldie and a disappointing one against a good team who just had a spike because they've just lost the manager. You know, Bolton have been in the playoffs the last couple of years, so they're in a difficult moment, but the players haven't become bad players all of a sudden. And they had a new energy. So that's what heightens the sort of the noise almost, that were those two results over Christmas. So the players we didn't think they were world beaters. We don't think we're the best. We're clearly not the best team in the league at the minute. So it's It's focusing on the things. We need to be better with the ball in every part of the pitch. In the build-out, needs to be better, it needs to be quicker. The quality into midfield needs to be better. And then the final ball needs to be better as well. So that's the thing that you take from those two games. You know, Birmingham was 50-50 possession. We had 70% of the ball against Bolton. But it's what you do with it is the most important bit. And that's where, in certain areas, certain people have let themselves down.
Finally then, transfer window still ticking along. Should we expect any business in or out over the next few days?
I don't envisage any business, no. I'd be quite happy there is no business, to be honest. So, yeah, it's not expecting anything now.
OK. That sounds like possible outgoings. Have you had to fend off any offers?
No. So. not that I'm aware of, anyway.
Right, OK. So quite a few days in store then, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
Thank you. Good luck on Saturday.
Cheers, Catherine.
Cheers, Catherine. We'll just come to Arthur from We At Areas.
Hi, Michael. Are you able to provide an update on David Kasumu and Ben Wild's condition in terms of availability for Saturday's match?
Kasumu won't be available. He's not training yet. He's close. He's on the grass. But he's not available for selection. Wiles, he should be fine. Wiles, he had a... Like I said, it was a bit of a... He couldn't get his boot on through swelling on Monday afternoon, Tuesday. So he'll be fine now. He'll just put a bit of padding on it, which happens a lot with toes and kicks and ankles and things like that. So Wiles will be fine, yeah.
It's disappointing news for Joe Taylor, obviously for him and the club, but it's important to remember that there are other strikers at the club. How confident are you that the options that you've got can do the job?
Well, I think the thing with Joe is, you know, the club invested because he's a young player, so that it is an investment. You're hoping to get a return on it, but as always with every injury, it could provide somebody else with an opportunity. So the thing is, you know, we've up until the last two home, I'm not quite sure where we would be now, but we were top of the XG league in terms of chances created. We were top of the most chances created in the league. We were top of the most big chances created in the league, but we're also top of the most big chances missed in the league as well, which is why we brought Joe in. But in the last couple of games, we've not created enough. So that's not just down to the centre forwards, but we need to get back to being a bit more creative, and then it's an opportunity for someone else to stake a claim. That's why you have a squad. You know, Callum Marshall found himself out of the team through no fault of his own. He got an opportunity the other night. He might get another one. Someone else might get another one. You know, we've got enough centre forwards in the building. Playing a centre forward isn't a problem. It's making sure they're the right ones.
And Ruben Roskin made his first start for the club on Tuesday night. How well do you think he came into the team and performed?
Thought he was good, thought he was excellent. You know, my frustration at the minute is that you're having to make subs all the time based on conditioning, not based on performances, not based on tactical situations. That's where we're at in terms of managing the group, which is a frustration from my point of view, because you want your best players available all the time. We've had a lot of injuries this season, as we just talked about. So, again, I probably said the word frustration about 8-9 times already in the interview, because it is, it's, you know, I took Ruben off because he had to come off because he was cramping up. You know, I'd have kept him on the pitch because his performance was good. But you've got to keep him fit. His performance would have deteriorated if he can't run. Well, you can see what he is. He gives his natural balance on that side of the pitch. He can definitely run. He's quick. And he can cross the ball. So I thought he was good in particular.
Moving on to Saturday, it's Kevin Nolan opposite you in the dugout for Northampton Town. It's 10 years since you last came across him playing on the field. How do you expect his game on the field to translate into what his side can bring on Saturday?
Well, as a player, he was competitive. He was a good player. He was definitely a better player than me. Hopefully that's not quite as big a gulf when it comes to being in the dugout side of it. You expect his team. He's obviously worked at a high level. He's played at a high level, but worked at a high level, and he's prepared to get his hands dirty. Sometimes players that have played at that level, you know, he's coached at Premier League level for a long time and then aren't prepared to get their hands dirty, but he's obviously is prepared to do that. You look at his teams look like they're organised, they look like they're having a go. You know, I've got to go back now and do quite a bit more work on them this afternoon. So now we're you say it every week because it's true, you're expecting a tough game. And it's up to us to be better in possession. The out of possession stuff doesn't worry me too much because we've been pretty consistent at that, other than half against Blackpool. The shape of the team, the energy of the team, the organisation, the attitude has been really good. It's just been that in possession stuff, but we've got to make sure it is just that we improve. Can't focus just on that, and all the other bit falls to pieces as well. So we're expecting a tough game, and hopefully we can deliver 3 points.
Yeah, obviously when Northampton Town came to the John Smith Stadium early in the season, they left with 3 points. You're going there this time to try and bring 3 points back to Huddersfield. Is it more of a case of showing what you can do in terms of going into the game, or is it what they can do? Are you looking at them, preparing for them, or is it getting Huddersfield performing on the pitch?
I think there's always a balance between the two. I don't think I've always been one that I think you've got to respect the opposition, and I don't think you can just go, well, we're Huddersfield, we're just going to do that without even looking at the opposition. I know some managers do that, but it's also not just trying to stop them and just trying to a balance of the two. It's knowing their strengths, finding their weaknesses, and then executing the game plan better. Again, like you talk about the word frustration, you know, the things that let us down the other day, it's not that we haven't worked on those things. That's what I said, it's just certain players not delivering what was asked of them at certain points. And that's what we've gone through with the analysis. I know it's no finger pointing, it's whoever's in that position. We expect you to drop out into that position, we expect to have those two passes available there. And then once you get in the top third of the pitch, there's a total freedom. That's where you want your creative players to come alive. You know, there's certain things that are coachable and certain things that aren't. You can't do every facet of the game. So we need to prepare properly, be ready mentally, physically and tactically to win a game.
Great. Good luck on Saturday. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Arthur. We'll just come to Leon Robshaw from the Yorkshire Post last.
Hi, Michael. I hope you're well. I was just sort of wondering if there's any group of players that can cope with this sort of thing. You know, obviously it's very disappointing for Joe. It's probably your lot, isn't it, really? Because they've had a hell of a lot to contend with, whether it's just, you know, different sorts of injuries for lengths of time. And I suppose they've shown in that regard they can cope. It's not like you've just been going along swimmingly and everything's been sort of fine. There has been these sort of disruptions, hasn't there?
Yeah, I think it's been a difficult year. It's been a lot of change, yeah. Going back to the very start, lots of change, lots of, you know, it's and the players have had to learn a different way of playing. The players have had to learn, try and change their mentality. That's not always easy. You look at, you know, the Birmingham City one is an obvious one. You speak to the manager afterwards. They got relegated and they cleared the decks. They got rid of 18 players. Just completely got rid of anyone associated with the relegation left. Yeah. Now, we've not had that. And I'm not saying that's what we want to do. A lot of the group is the same. And trying to change that mentality, trying to deal with that adversity and change negativity into positivity.
Yeah.
They've had to come through a lot. So hopefully with where they've got on the journey that they've come on and they've been through, you're hoping a couple of punches on the nose, as disappointing as it is, they don't fall back into a team of individuals, because they've seen when they actually stick together and gel together and face the same direction that they can be a half a decent team. So that's one thing that I haven't questioned in the two games.
The referee
puts 10 minutes up against Birmingham and we're going hell for leather. We're not just trying to survive. Again, speaking to their staff, they're saying that's the first time any team's done that to them this season. In the last half an hour, last 35 minutes, they're just putting defender after defender on, which shows a positive reaction. Yes, we know we were getting beat and we know we can be better. So it's not me trying to mask over things, saying that we're, I thought we were outstanding and we totally deserved to win the game. That's not what I'm saying. I thought it was a really tight game. I thought it was two good teams evening each other out, and it was a moment of quality that ended up us losing the game, but not because we were completely outclassed from minute one to minute 100.
Yeah. It's probably a fair, I'm looking forward a little bit, but I think it's a fair thing to say that certainly a couple of the teams who end up getting promoted, it'll probably be because they've shown a bit of a strong jaw, really, because, you know, you look at the teams at the top, probably apart from Birmingham, they've all had some issues somewhere, haven't they? You know, there's like Wrexham's away for Barnsley, been up and down. There's been various others too. Wickham have lost a manager. You've had a lot of injuries all over the place. You know, that mentality is going to be huge, isn't it?
You don't get promoted at any level without a strong mentality. So you can have the best players in the world, but they've not got a common goal, a togetherness, a strong mentality. It doesn't work, no matter how good the players are. That's why You know, people you look at Chris when I'm talking about last week, and Birmingham have got the best players in the league. They're the best team I've seen at this level, but they're all facing the same direction as well, which is what you need. So any team that's going to get out of this league, out of any league, needs a strong mentality. Sometimes you need a little bit of luck as well, but we're not looking at anyone else, we're not relying on luck either. We're not having a lot of luck at the minute, but just keep working, get your head down, try and improve on the things that we've exposed in the last couple of games, and be better. That's all we can try and do.
You're speaking about obviously having to sort of substitute players, you know, with sort of game time, this and that. Supposedly Rodinho, I suppose the schedule, looking at it now, that should hopefully, touch wood, you know, help him, you know, the Saturday to Saturday sort of format with a bit of luck.
Yeah, I'm not sure which bit of touch wood to touch, because I've probably touched every bit of wood in the building. It hasn't worked so far. I'd like to have played Rads on Tuesday night. And again, when I talk about the word frustration, so you can't pick your best team. You're having to take players off when you don't want to take players off. So that's, there's not a lot I can do about that. That's just where we're at the minute. But hopefully Rads is fit enough to start Saturday. Hopefully you can get 90 minutes in, and then it is Saturday. Up until the Shrewsbury game, I think it is. So, like you said, touch wood, he's all right. He gets through it, because everyone knows he's a good player, but Joe Taylor's a good player. You're only good player if you're available to play. And players always get injured, I get that, but it's just the numbers have been astronomical this year, to be honest. And it's finding a way.
I was just going to ask you finally about Hoggy. I think, I don't know if he matches as well, I worked out, I think he played the full, you know, the full game on Tuesday night, the first time in the league he'd done that since, I think it was like mid-September. I had a little look earlier. It shows that he's still got a you know, big role to play for the rest of the season. You know, you see about mentality and things like that, you know, he's going to be important for you.
He's had a big role to play all season, whether he's been on the pitch or not. The personality he has, the weight that he carries in the dressing room, people, supporters won't see. I'm sure they don't need to tell me, because they'll know all about his character and things. But you know, we went 4 months unbeaten. He never got a kick during it. He was brilliant, because he's not daft. He saw the midfield that were he was injured during some of it as well, so he was unavailable. But he sees that there was a real cohesiveness between them. But he's come in. He's still got a hunger. He's still got a fire. Again, would you have wanted to keep him on for 90 minutes with the risk? But one thing, we didn't have a choice. You can't change them all. I thought he was good in his performance as well. Hoggy did everything you expect of Hoggy. He rashed people, he organised, he got in people's faces. So I thought he was one of the better performers on the night, to be honest.
Best of luck on Saturday, Michael.
Cheers, Leo.
Keep good wood.
Thank you very much, everybody. We'll speak to you again soon. Yes.